The devil whispered to the warrior, "You are not strong enough to withstand the storm." The warrior whispered back to the devil, "I am the storm." Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to I Am the Storm. Today's episode is going to be short and sweet. First of all, let me apologize for the fact that there is no storm for this week's show. Becky and I got back from our vacation late on Thursday night. On Friday, I had to catch up here in the office, and then I got the opportunity to do something that I have actually never done before, and that was spend an entire weekend alone with my son, Parker. So for today's, again, very short episode, I just kind of want to talk to you guys a little bit. I want to share some things that I've experienced over the last few days, and you can jump on social media either on Twitter at IAmTheStormPod, or on Facebook at Bob Ruff Wellness by Storm, or on Snapchat at Bob Ruff Truth, and let me know if you relate to any of this. So I had to make a decision this afternoon. I had plans to get on the phone with a listener and record their storm. I had every intention of doing that. We set this up on Friday, and this whole weekend I was stressing about it. It was in the back of my mind. How am I going to get this done? So let me back up just a little bit. As I've told you all before, I am a father of four, two of my own children and two stepchildren. I know that a lot of you listening are in similar situations. And one thing that has always bugged me a little bit is that when I had my first child, and I'm sure a lot of you have been in this exact same situation, that child gets all of your time. So for me, it was my son Quentin. From the time he was born until he was about 5 years old, we would do everything together. During the summer, at least once a month, we'd go away for a weekend together and go up to our cabin. He would go fishing with me, he would go hunting with me, and he would get that one-on-one time. Then Parker came along, which took up more time, and Becky and I got married and added two more kids to the mix, which takes up even more time. And don't get me wrong, I love every minute of it, and I love all of my children, my biologic children and my stepson, all the same. But what's difficult to do when you have four kids, whether they're all yours or it's a blended family, is to get any one-on-one time with any of them alone. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a product of having more than one child. So back up a little bit here to 10 days ago when my oldest boy, Quentin, left for band camp. It was a 10-day camp, and he was really excited to go. But the band camp is way up in northern Michigan, very close to where our cabin is at. Well, this weekend, he had two concerts, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Since we have a cabin up there, and the camp is closer to the cabin than our house here, Becky and I decided that we were going to take all the kids up to the cabin for the weekend, and that way we could make it to both concerts and try to have a fun weekend at the cabin with all of our kids. But as the weekend approached, our oldest Jackson had to work this weekend at his new job, and Bella just started a new softball team and she had practice this weekend. So what was supposed to be a family weekend altogether turned out to be a really good weekend in another way. So I got to spend 48 hours with just me and my boy Parker, my six-year-old. We went fishing, we made s'mores, we made homemade pizzas, we went out for ice cream, we played with the airsoft guns, we did it all, and he had a blast, and it was a nice bonding experience for us. And then Becky, who was left here, got to have some one-on-one time on Friday night with her son Jackson, and then she got to have some one-on-one time with Bella on Saturday. So what I want to talk a little bit about today is, first of all, making the absolute best out of any situation. Always look for that silver lining. When Becky and I found out that we couldn't all go up to the cabin together, of course we were all bummed. But looking for that silver lining, I got to spend some one-on-one time with Parker, she got to spend one-on-one time with Jackson and Bella. And the second thing is, it was really eye-opening to see how important it really is to any kid to get that one-on-one time with their parents. Now, I'm not suggesting you divide up at all times, or even that it's even possible on a regular basis. But what I'm saying is when you have those rare opportunities, if you're from a family with multiple children, to spend some one-on-one time, take it. Engage. Put your phone down. Put your computer down. Put your book down. If you have one of those rare opportunities, really focus in and pay attention and listen to what your kid's telling you. I know that Becky had great talks with Jackson this weekend. I know she had great talks with Bella. Her and Bella went to the county fair together. They made some memories, and the memories with our whole families together are very, very, very important. But it's also important to have those little memories with each of your children individually. And that leads into the other thing that I wanted to talk about, which is priorities. See, I came to this revelation, the thing I was just talking to you guys about just a minute ago, while I was making Parker his bowl of cereal this morning. So I had a choice to make today. Like I told you before, I had set up a time for today to record this week's episode. I was going to connect with a listener and make a full-length episode where we would cover a whole storm. But in order to do that, I was going to have to miss out on some time with my kids. And that's because right near the band camp where Quentin had spent the last week and a half is an amusement park called Michigan's Adventure. And Quentin's mom and her new husband asked if we all wanted to go to the amusement park after the concert. So the choice that I had to make this morning was, do I want to go and take that little bit of extra time and spend a tiny bit of alone time with my oldest boy, Quentin, because he likes to ride roller coasters with me, or do I just let them go with their mom and stepdad and me come home so I could record that episode? What I ultimately decided was it was more important to spend that time with my kids. It was one of those rare opportunities where I had the time to do it, and while I did have work to do when I got back, it wasn't critical work. This podcast doesn't have any contractual issues or advertising that requires me to meet a deadline. The only person that I have to answer to is all of you that are listening right now. And I also want to thank all of you because what I knew is that every one of you would understand why I made that choice. So ultimately, and in case you haven't figured this out yet, I like to look at every experience that I go through as a teachable moment. And there are a few lessons today, lessons that I learned. And that's to make a conscious effort to look for the silver lining in any cloud. Find something positive to make out of every situation. And secondly, if you have more than one child, and you have one of those rare opportunities where you get to spend some alone time with them, spend time with them. Those moments are few and far between, and you should never waste one second. I'll see you next week on I Am the Storm. I Am the Storm is a production of NBI Studios. Executive producer is Mike Bussing. All music for the show was created by PutThemInASong.com. All the logo art for the podcast was created by Shane Yoder of PutThemInASong.com. Please, over the next week, send me your storm to the email address storm@NBIstudios.com. You can also connect on our Facebook page, Bob Ruff Wellness by Storm. You can follow me on Snapchat at Bob Ruff Truth, or you can follow along on Twitter at I Am the Storm Pod. However you do it, use one of these methods to engage, and over the next week, connect with other people and change some lives. Be the storm. And until then, I'm Bob Ruff, and this has been I Am the Storm.